兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们好不好翻开启示录第三章？
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
我们从第七节读到第十一节。
Let's read from verse 7 to verse 11. In chapter 3.
可以吗 ？OK。这样好不好？我们先一同读一次中文，然后我们再读一次英文，因为这个是蛮短的哈、哦。盼望弟兄姊妹，有一个深刻的印象。我们大家一起读好不好
？Let's read in unison in Chinese first, and then we read in English in unison, because it's a very short passage. We want to really impress you with these words.
你要写信给黑拉雪菲教会的使者，说。那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪、啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。撒旦议会的，自称是犹太人。其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的，使你们来在他脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。我必快来。
Let's read in English, chapter 3, verse 7 through 11. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut.Because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and bow down at your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance.I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell upon the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, in order that no one take your crown.
请我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是心里感谢你，因为我们可以来到你的面前。
Lord, our hearts are full of gratitude because we can come into your presence.
主啊，我们想到许多许多许多许多年以前，主啊，人会忘记你，你不会忘记你自己的教会。
We know that many, many years ago, men may forget your church, but you may not, you will never forget your people.
主啊，你的眼睛是何等的锐利。
Your eyes are razor sharp.
主啊，你的心是何等充满了爱。
And your hearts are full of loving kindness.
主啊，我们读到你过去所说的话。
We read about these words that you've spoken before.
我们实在觉得主啊，我们要起来好好的跟随你。
And we truly desire to stand up and follow you.
所以主，今天早上求你在你的爱里面，主啊，在你的灵底下，主你带领我们。
And we entreat you to lead us in your love and under your spirit.
叫我们实在可以看到你的心意。
So that we can truly see the desire of your heart.
摸到你的感觉。
And we can touch your sense.
好，让我们可以起来跟随你。
So that we can rise up and follow you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们这回上午的时间，我们的负担是。菲拉铁菲的教会。
In the morning, our burden is the church in Philadelphia.
在圣经里面，关于腓拉铁菲教会的叙述很短。
In the Bible, there's only a very short description of this church in Philadelphia.
我们昨天交通过，这里没有几句话。
Yesterday, we've only fellowshiped on these few verses.
那么，我们昨天交通过，这个主看腓拉铁菲的教会啊，主心里很满意。
Yesterday we fellowshiped on the fact that when the Lord looked at the church in Philadelphia, his heart was filled with satisfaction.
他在六十年以前
60 years ago
他就说了我要把我的教会建造在磐石上。
The Lord already said that he will build his church on this rock.
阴间的门不能胜过他。
And the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
那我要把我的钥匙给你们。
I will also give you the key.
你们在地上捆绑，在天上要捆绑。
Whatever shall be bound on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
你们在地上释放的，天上要释放。
Whatever you have loosed on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
感谢主，这里主告诉我们说，他在腓拉铁菲教会看到一个光景。
We thank the Lord that the Lord has perceived this condition in the church in Philadelphia.
就是腓拉铁菲的教会的弟兄们，弟兄姊妹们。
Which is the brothers and sisters in the church in Philadelphia.
他们跟主同心的。
They have one heart as the Lord's heart.
他们知道主在想什么。
They know what the Lord was thinking.
他们知道主的心里的感觉是怎么样。
They know the sense from the heart of the Lord.
他们曾经把自己里头的感觉，自己里头愿望告诉主。
They also tell the Lord their own heart's desire to the Lord.
他曾经被主矫正过。
They have also been corrected by the Lord.
所以慢慢慢慢，他们心里所想的就是主心里所想。
So gradually, what their heart is thinking is what the Lord is thinking.
借用昨天我们弟兄说的一句话，他们心里的看法，他们眼中的看法就是主的看法。
Borrowing the words from our brother, whatever they're thinking is what the Lord is thinking. Whatever their eyes see is what the Lord sees.
It's perspective.
They have the Lord's perspective.
Yeah, 所以非常宝贵的一件事。
This is a very precious thing.
所以主说，我给你们，我已经给你们开了一个敞开的门。
Therefore, the Lord says here, I have put before you an open door.
意思是什么呢？意思就是说，他们和主之间的交通是没有断绝的。
The fellowship between the Church of Philadelphia and the Lord has not been interrupted.
他们和主之间的交通是没有障碍的。
And the fellowship between the Church of Philadelphia and the Lord has no hindrance.
他们和主之间的交通是没有幔子的。
And there's no veil between the fellowship from the Church of Philadelphia and the Lord.
所以这个是主说，我给你们一个敞开，我已经给你们一个敞开的门，基本的意思。
And this is the basic meaning of what the Lord says when He has already put an open door before them.
那然后我们也看到。
And then we also see.
主跟他们说是我要叫撒旦在你们的面前下拜。
The Lord also said, I will make Satan bow down before your feet.
就是。主告跟他们说，因为你们的关系，所以我可以向撒旦夸胜。
And what the Lord is saying is that because of you, I can boast my victory before Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们记得教会一个责任，主给教会的一个责任是写在以弗所书第三章。
We know that the Lord has given the responsibility to the church, which is recorded in Ephesians chapter 3.
他说要借着教会。让天上一切执政掌权的得知神百般的智慧
which is the whole in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
所以说主对教会的交给教会一个责任
therefore the Lord has put this responsibility to the church.
这责任就是说当天上执政掌权的看到他的教会的时候看到主的教会的时候
So that when the rulers and authorities and, see this church,
他就知道神百般的智慧
then they will know the manifold wisdom of God.
换句话说
in other words,
教会是神的见证
the church is the testimony of God.
这个天上执政掌权的看到了教会就知道神百般的智慧
when the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places see the manifold wisdom of God, then they know this is God's testimony.
那这里主告诉我们
Here the Lord tells us.
他在腓拉铁菲的教会找到了这样的事情。
He has found this in the church in Philadelphia.
他可以跟撒旦说。
He can say to Satan.
他也跟天上一切执政掌权的说。
He can also say to rulers or authorities in heavenly places. Look at them.
你看他们就知道我的百般的智慧。
Look at them and you see my manifold wisdom.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主在历世历代。
From throughout all generations.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
主的心意对他的教会，对他的百姓是纯洁的。
The desire for the Lord toward the church and his people is pure.
是很简单的。
And it's very simple.
是要叫他们能够代表他。
They want, he wants his church and his people to represent him.
但是人是人。
However, man being man.
人都是不可靠的。
Men are not reliable.
人不过都是尘土。
Men are just dust.
就不能够来彰显神的荣耀。
So men cannot represent the glory of God.
不能够代表神的见证。
And man cannot represent the testimony of God.
但是少数的人可以。
However, a minority of the people care.
因为他们在乎。
Because they care.
历史历代。
From generation to generation.
所以时间到了第一世纪的末了。
So at the end of the first century.
那当主，我们升天的主看地上的教会的时候。
When the ascended Lord was observing his churches on the earth.
他就看到这个例子。
He saw this example.
腓拉铁菲。
Philadelphia.
他说他们可以代表我。
And he said they can represent me.
当天上执政掌权，当撒旦看到他们的时候，就知道我是对的。
When the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places, when Satan see these people, they will know that I am right.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那这个腓拉铁菲教会的弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters in Philadelphia.
他们看神的心意为宝贵。
They treasure the desire of the heart of God.
那看神在。他们身上的带领为宝贵。
They highly esteem the leading of God in their lives.
他们愿意走上去。
They desire to take on this path.
他们也不过是普通人。
They are just mere common people.
跟你跟我没有不一样。
They're no different from you and I.
但是他们心里在乎。
However, in their heart, they care.
他们心里老是问主啊，你知道在我们中间你要什么？你要得到什么
？And they keep asking in their heart, Lord, what do you want to gain from our midst?
你在我的身上你要干，你要得到什么？
From our lives, what do you want to gain?
主对他们比他们自己对他们重要更重要。
The Lord is more important to them than they are themselves to themselves.
那我们昨天也读到。
Yesterday we also read this.
主说呀，他说我已经爱你们了。
The Lord said, I have loved you.
我们看到这些腓拉铁菲的弟兄姊妹。
We see that these brothers and sisters in the church in Philadelphia.
他们宝贵主的爱。
They treasure the love of God.
他们让对从主来的爱。
They treasure the agape love, the love from God.
对，他让这个爱在他们心里面有作用。
They allow this love to work in their heart.
他让这个主的爱慢慢在他们的心里面代替他们自己的爱。
They enabled and allowed this love of God to gradually represent their own self-love.
对，慢慢慢慢就在他们的中间。就看到主的爱 agape 在他们中间运行。
Gradually, you see the agape love being set in motion in their midst.
那主就最后就说，主他们实在是让神心里满意的一群人。
And the Lord then said, "This is truly a people that is satisfying to God's heart."
那外人看起来
，from the outsiders，
我们今天回头看起来
，and we look back looking at them，
就觉得这些弟兄姊妹他们身上表现了一个东西。
And we see that these brothers and sisters represent something.
这个东西就叫做 Philadelphia.
And this is Philadelphia.
这叫做弟兄相爱。
Which is brotherly love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是我们昨天所交通的意思。
This is what we fellowship yesterday.
那么，现在这个第八节，我们刚才对不起哈，对第八节我们所说的这几句话。
So there are a few words in verse 8.
你略有，我知道你们的行为，你的行为，你略有一点力量。
I know your deeds. You have a little power.
那这一点力量的意思哈，弟兄姊妹，我的领会呢，就是说，这你可能你聚会只有20-30个人。
My sense of this meaning of a little having a little power is that maybe your gathering only has 20-30 people.
50-60
people.
100
people.
是人数多人数少不是问题。
The issue is not the number of people.
但是呢，是他们在主面前的一个属灵的实际是问题。
However, the key is their spiritual reality before the Lord.
所以我们当我们聚会的时候，我们有的时候 比如说大家人数很多，可是我们一起读经 没多少人，可能只有十个人二十个人，一点关系都没有。
So sometimes when we gather together, there are a lot of people, but sometimes when we read the Bible, there are only 10 some people. This is not a problem.
那有时候在其他地方乡下他们有聚会，也是只有十几二十个人三十个人，一点关系都没有。
Maybe in some suburban areas, there's only 20, 30 people. That's not an issue at all.
神所要的不是人数多少的问题。
What God wants is not the number of people.
神所要的是属灵的实际。
What He wants is spiritual reality.
那他在哥拉铁菲的教会看到了什么呢？
So what did the Lord see in the church in Philadelphia?
什么是哥拉铁菲教会的属灵实际呢？
What is the spiritual reality manifested in the church in Philadelphia?
那这是我们下面几句话所看到的。
This is what we see in the following verses.
你遵守了我的道。
They have kept my word.
换句话说就是说你遵守了我所说的话。
In other words, they have kept what I have said.
你没有拒绝我的名。
You have not denied my spirit.
还有呢，就是后来第十节说的，你遵守了我忍耐的道。
And later on in verse 10, he talked about you have kept the word of my perseverance.
所以，主在教会里面找的属灵的实际就是这些，就是从腓拉铁菲来看就是这些。
So from the church in Philadelphia, this is the spiritual reality that God is looking for.
一个，主说我的道。
First is about my word.
或者说我的话。
Or my word.
对，那么一个呢说我的名。
Secondly, my name.
那还有一个呢是我的忍耐。
Lastly is my perseverance.
这些东西在教会里面是被尊重的吗？
Are these things being highly esteemed in the church?
这些东西是在我们每个人身上我们所尊重的吗？
Are these things highly esteemed in our individual lives?
主的话。
This is the word of the Lord.
主的名。
This is the name of the Lord.
主的忍耐。
And His perseverance.
用什么？当我们仔细想想。
As we think about it carefully.
我们昨天交通的主的爱。
Yesterday we fellowshiped about the agape love.
我们若是真正尊重这个东西。
If we highly esteem agape love.
那这个是我们做一个弟兄。的一个基本的一个要素。
And this is the key ingredient as a basic ingredient as being a brother.
就是主的爱，他的爱，是我们作为弟兄的一个基本的东西。
Which means the agape love, the love from God is the basic thing as being a brother.
对，或者是说我们做一个弟兄，做一个真正的弟兄，一个基本的特点。
And this is a distinct characteristic as a brother, a basic brother.
那么主的话呢？
What about the word of the Lord?
主的话呢，是我们做一个门徒，一个好的门徒，一个基本的一个特点。
And that is the basic characteristic as being a basic disciple.
因为门徒的意思是要我们跟随主的。
Because as a disciple, you're supposed to follow the Lord.
我们跟随主的什么呢？
What do you follow the Lord for?
我们跟随主的话。
We follow the word of the Lord.
因为他的话是他的表现。
Because his word is his manifestation.
所以我们跟随，我们若是这个守了他的话的话呢，那我们就是一个门徒，做一个好的门徒的一个基本的一个表现。
So if we have kept his word, then that means we have a manifestation as a basic disciple.
也可以说是做一个门徒的一个属灵的实际。
Which is also the spiritual reality as a disciple.
那么关于这个关于那个主的名呢？
In terms of the name of the Lord.
主的名若是我们爱这个主的名。
If we love the name of the Lord,
而且我们守住主的名，不弃绝他。
And we have kept the name of the Lord, and we do not forsake this name.
而且我们承认他。
And we acknowledge this name.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个见证人的一个属灵实际。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual reality of a witness.
当我们说见证人。
When we talk about being a witness.
我们说见证什么？
What do you witness to?
历世历代的见证人。
From generation to generation, we see these witnesses.
他们里面最重要的一件事情是见证主的名。
And they testify as to the name of the Lord.
主的名是我不能弃绝的。
And the name of the Lord is something that they could not forsake.
这是他们见证的第一件事。
This is the first thing they witnessed to.
所以这里主说，他说你们没有弃绝我的名。
So when the Lord said here, you have not denied my name in verse 8.
主的意思就是说你是我的好的见证人。
Which means that the Lord is saying to them that you are good witnesses of mine.
那么最后呢，关于忍耐的道，我的忍耐。
Finally, regarding my perseverance in verse 10.
这个忍耐是他的忍耐，是主的忍耐。
This is his perseverance, the perseverance of the Lord.
那现在主说，你们可以跟我一同忍耐。
Here the Lord says, you can persevere with me.
你们可以跟我一同受苦。
You can suffer with me.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？
What does it mean, brothers and sisters?
意思就是说你是我的好仆人。
Which is, you are good servants of mine.
这是做一个仆人的属灵的实际。
This is the spiritual reality of being a servant.
所以这里我们看到一件事，就是说我们的主耶稣啊，不但是说到了你们知道我的旨意。
So here, the Lord is saying, you don't just only know my will.
你不但是在一切的事上跟我同心。
Not only do you have the same heart in everything as me.
你不但你在一切的事上为我得胜。
Not only did you overcome in all things for me.
而且你们有属灵的实际。
You also have spiritual reality.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这几件事啊，做一个弟兄。
All of these few things as a brother.
做一个门徒。
As a disciple.
做一个见证人。
As a witness.
做一个仆人。
As a servant.
我们仔细想一想。
Think about it carefully.
这不是说我们教会中间，我们只有几百个弟兄姊妹。
This is not to say that you have a few hundred people in your church.
那其中有四种人。
Then there are four types of people.
那一种人呢叫做弟兄。
The first type of people is brothers.
第二种人呢叫做门徒。
The second type of people are disciples.
第三种人叫做见证人。
The third type are called the witnesses.
第四种人呢叫做仆人。
The fourth type of people are servants.
我们看腓拉铁腓的例子，我们知道不是这样。
So as we study the example in the Church of Philadelphia, this is not so.
好像每个人都是这四种人。
Every single person embodies these four types of people.
我们在主的教会的当中。
In the Church of the Lord.
在弟兄姊妹的当中。
In the brothers and sisters.
我们也是弟兄。
We are brothers.
我们在主的面前，我们是他的门徒。
Before the Lord, we are his disciples.
我们在世人的面前，在我们自己的中间，在我的家里，在我主的面前，我是一个见证人。
Before the world, before my family, before myself, I am a witness.
Even before the Lord.
Even before the Lord, I'm a witness.
对，那么还有呢？我们在他的教会当中，在弟兄姊妹当中，我们都是仆人。
Furthermore, in his church, before the brothers and sisters, we are his servants.
所以这四件事。
So these four matters.
是我们在他的教会中，在他的家里。
It is what we can see in his church and his household.
是我们每个人的份。
This is our portion, every single one of our portion.
感谢主，这里呢，主就告诉我们，在腓拉铁腓教会中，他找到许许多多的弟兄姊妹，他们有属在这几件事上都有属灵的实际。
We thank the Lord that the Lord find in the church in Philadelphia spiritual reality in many many brothers and sisters there.
那么我们说，哎呦，好不容易啊，这个我现在只知道我做弟兄，我不知道怎么做仆人。
And then we say, this is not easy. I know how to be a brother. I don't know how to be a servant.
可是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不管多年轻
，Dear brothers and sisters, no matter how young you are,
你这四件事情你都要遇到的。
You will encounter all these four things.
对不对？现在可能你是高中生
，Maybe you are a high schooler.
可能你是大学生
，Maybe you're a college student.
你常常觉得我在教会中间，我在弟兄姊妹中间，我可以服侍什么呢
？And you constantly feel, how can I serve the brothers and sisters in the church?
你话没讲完。
Before you can finish your
sentence. 一个弟兄，一个姊妹，小孩进来了。
A child, a boy or a girl comes in.
走几步路摔了一跤。
And this child falls down.
大哭一场。
And he cries and cries.
你没等他出来，你就跑去把他抱起来。
And before he comes out, you go and hold him up.
你叫他不要哭，不要哭。
You tell him not to cry.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你知道吗？你在做仆人啊。
You know you're being a servant.
是不是？所以弟兄姊妹啊，这个我们在教会中间，不管我们年纪多大，这几件事情是我们需要同时试的。
Therefore, regardless of your age, these four things need to be practiced. At all times for you.
You have, 你同时要做弟兄，同时做门徒，同时你是见证人，同时你是仆人。
So at the all the same time, you need to be disciple, witness, servant, all at the same time.
当然，时间过来的时候
，as time passes，
我们在主里面生命长大
，as your life in the Lord grows，
你就让你四周围更多的人能够，你可以让主的恩典从你身上流出来。
You can allow the grace of the Lord to flow out of you more and more.
你可以做他的恩典的，他的祝福的管道。
You can be a channel for his blessing and his grace.
好，那么我今天呢，想要跟弟兄姊妹主要交通呢，是关于他的话和他的名。
Today I want to fellowship with you about his word and his name.
就是主说，你们遵守了。我的道
Which is what the Lord said in verse 8. You have kept my word.
你们没有弃绝我的名
And you have not denied my name.
那么我先跟弟兄姊妹交通我的道
And I want to fellowship first on this matter of my word.
这个道字啊，在我们这个腓拉铁菲教会这一段话里面用的字叫做 logos.
This word in the original Greek in this passage is logos in Greek.
这个 logos 就是道的是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of logos？
这个是神他所要告诉我们的事情的全部。
This is the totality of what God wants to tell us。
神对我们这般人他的心意的全部，这叫做 logos。
Logos is the totality of His desire toward His people。
神若是从历史历代以来想要告诉人的事情，全部就是 logos。
Logos is the totality of what God wants to tell all the people from all generations.
那这里头包括他所说的。
And this includes what he said.
这里包括他所做的。
It included what he did.
你知道，弟兄姊妹，这个是需要我们注意力集中在上面。
We need to focus our attention on this point.
在十世纪的时候。
In the book of Judges.
我们知道十世纪呢，是以色列百姓属灵光景最低落的一段日子。
This is when the spirituality of his people fall to a very low point in history.
Spiritual condition
fall to a very low point.
Yeah. 那么十世纪开始的时候
，In the beginning of Judges,
有这么样一段话。
There is such a phrase.
这个在十世纪的第二章第十节。
In Judges 2:10.
他这么说呀，他说约书亚死了以后。
After Joshua died,
有另外一个世代兴起。
There's another generation that arose.
他们不认识耶和华。
They did not know Jehovah.
他们也不认识耶和华为以色列百姓所说的、所做的事。
And they did not know what he did for the people of Israel.
从那个时候开始
，From that point onward,
以色列百姓的属灵光景就一落千丈，没有起来过。
From that point, the spiritual condition of the people with Israel has fallen greatly and has never risen up again.
只等到撒母耳起来。
Until the arising of Samuel.
把以色列的百姓慢慢慢慢地带回神的面前。
And he gradually brought the people of Israel before God.
所以认识神，认识神所说的和认识神所做的是太要紧的一件事。
So it is very, very crucial to know what he says and what he has done.
这是他的 logos， 这是他的道。
This is his logos。
当新约来新约的时候
，in the New Testament，
我们主耶稣来了。
Our Lord Jesus came。
圣经怎么说呢
？What did the Bible say？
道 ，logos became flesh， 道成了肉身。
The Word became flesh。
住在我们中间。
He tabernacled among men。
充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth。
所以神的道，当主耶稣来的时候。就在他身上完全表明了。
When Logos came, it's fully embodied in Christ.
那从历史上来看
，From history,
希伯来书第一章告诉我们
，Hebrews 1 tells us，
说是我们的神呐、啊，在过去的日子里头
，Our God in ages long ago，
他借着他的先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
He spoke in the prophets in many portions in many ways.
在现在的日子，最后的日子，他就在他的儿子里面向我们说话。
However, in these last days, he spoke to us in his son.
所以，当我们主耶稣来的时候
So when our Lord Jesus came,
在他的身上表示神一切的话。
In him, it is an embodiment of all the word of God.
以前我们觉得我们对神不懂的。
Previously, we may not think that there's some things about God that we don't understand.
我们以前对十条诫命觉得这个是好苦啊。
Previously, we may think that the Ten Commandments are a pain.
Harsh.
Harsh.
Yeah, 好不容易啊。
It is so difficult.
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
主耶稣来了。
However, the Lord Jesus
遇见你，遇见我。
He encountered me and he encountered
到你的心里，到我的心里。
He came into your heart and he came into my heart.
你再回头来看十条诫命。
And you turn back to look at the Ten Commandments.
这是当然的事。
This is of course.
这是自然的事。
This is natural.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣就是这样。
The Lord Jesus Christ is this way.
他是道成了肉身。
He is the Word being made flesh.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有神父怀中的独生子把他表明出来。
Only the begotten Son, He who has seen the Father has explained the Father.
所以这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
那么主耶稣自己告诉我们。
And the Lord Himself told us this.
他说啊，我所说的话呀，就是灵，就是生命。
The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life.
当说是道成肉身的时候，那个话是 logos。
When the word became flesh, the word is being used as logos.
那就是说神全备的心意，这叫做 logos。
Which is his full counsel is logos.
这是非常客观的一件事。
This is a very subjective thing.
人可以信也
objective thing.
人可以信也好，人可以不信也好，神的话在那里。
Whether men believe or not believe, the word of God is there.
这是绝对的真理。
This is absolute truth.
这是他一向的心意。
This is his desire from all along.
人可以信，人可以不信。
Man can believe or man can disbelieve.
那是他的心意。
But that is his desire.
但是主耶稣说
However, the Lord Jesus said,
我的话就是灵，就是生命。
He said, my word are spirit and are life.
这个在 Greek 里面，在希腊文里面叫做 rhema.
In this reference to the word in Greek, it is rhema.
你可以把它看成这样。
You can look at it this way.
当主耶稣看到你，看到我的时候
When the Lord Jesus sees you and sees me,
他心里对你，对我，就像这样说好了，对我。他心里对我有一个话，有一句话要说。
He looks at me and he has a special word to speak to me.
他这是我所需要的。
This is what I need.
他看出来的。
And he perceives it.
有时候我根本不知道。
Sometimes I don't even know it.
但是他知道。
But he knows.
他就把这个话说到我的里面。
And he speaks those words into my heart.
这个叫做 rhema.
This is rhema.
所以主说，他说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
Therefore, the word of the Lord says, my words are spirit and are life.
我们说主啊，你是2000年以前走在地上，你怎么向我说这些话呢？
So we said to the Lord, you were walking on this earth 2000 years ago. How could you say these words to me?
但是主说，我不是把我的生命给了你吗？
But the Lord said, didn't I give you my life?
我不是把我的圣灵给了你吗？
Didn't I give you my Holy Spirit?
你今天听我里面的生命。
You listen to the life that within.
你今天听里面的圣灵。
You listen to the Holy Spirit within.
这就是我给你的 rhema.
This is the rhema that I gave you.
所以主的道是活道。
Therefore, the word of the Lord is living.
今天早上我们唱了诗歌。
This morning we sang this hymn.
你是我的活道。
You are the living word.
因为这个话是活的。
This word is living.
你有的时候圣经都没在手上。
Even though sometimes you don't have the Bible in your hand.
但是主人就可以向你向我里面说话。
However, the Lord can still speak to you and speak to me within.
因为这个叫做活道。
Because this is the living word.
你知道我们圣经读起来不是很容易的。
You know, sometimes it's not easy to read the Bible.
对不对？那而且呢，我们圣经读起来呢，这圣经整个的圣经是它的 logos。
Also, the whole Bible is its logos.
读起来不容易。
It is not easy to read it.
不信的人，你要叫他读圣经的话呢，他就觉得这个是比世界上的任何东西都难读。
For people who don't believe, they find that the Bible is harder to understand than anything else in the world.
这是我们自己有的亲身经历的。
We all have this personal experience.
但是有一天我们信了主了。
But one day we believe in the Lord.
这个书呢，就变成了一个那么亲切的家书。
This book has become such an endearing letter.
好像我的父亲写给我的书一样。
It is like my father writing a letter to me. And within me, I understand.
所以这是一个很奇妙的事。
This is a very marvelous thing.
对不对？但是所以呢，主呢就好了。可是今天我们读圣经，人就是不那么简单。
However, even today, it is not easy for us to read the Bible.
这么一本书，比读什么书都难。
This book is harder to read than any other book.
就是你可以，我们可以读了，可是呢， 好像似懂非懂啊。
We can read it, but it's sort of we can understand, but sort of we can't understand.
可是感谢主，这本书的意思不是说像你上三年级，高中三年级，你说我花一个学期读，读完了以后就放下不管它。
But this is not like a book that you read in 12th grade and you finished it and then you put it aside and you're done.
这是我们一辈子要读的书。
This is a book that you will read your entire life.
你十五岁读，你二十岁读，你三十岁读，四十岁读，七十岁还读，八十岁还读，九十岁还读。
So you read when you're age 15, 20, 30, 40, 70, 80, 90.
我以前看过有一个弟兄，他名字叫 T. Austin Sparks。
I've read a book by T. Austin Sparks。
我想大家很多弟兄姊妹知道他。
Many brothers and sisters know of him。
他若是还在的话，估计一百多岁。
If he were still alive, he would be 100 plus years old。
有一本书里面他讲过一句话，对我印象很深刻。
He said this one thing in one of his books that really impressed me。
他说圣经啊，不是一个留声机。
He said that the Bible is not a recording device.
对，这个是你们很多的年轻人不懂得什么东西。
You young people don't know what a recording device.
那个你知道唱片吗
？Do you know what a vinyl record is?
对，那个唱片，上面你放一个针上去，它这么转，这个叫做留声机。
And you put this the vinyl thing on, and you put this needle on, and then it turns and turns. This is the recording.
所有的东西呢，在那个片子里面。
Everything is on this vinyl thing.
圣经啊，不是那个。
The Bible is not that.
圣经是什么呢
？What is the Bible?
圣经是一个麦克风。
The Bible is a microphone.
你知道弟兄姊妹，麦克风和这个唱片有什么不一样呢
？What's the difference between the microphone and this vinyl thing?
这个唱片呢？这个话是在唱片里。
For the vinyl thing, the words are recorded, the songs are recorded in the vinyl thing.
那什么叫做麦克风呢
？What is a microphone?
麦克风自己没话的。
The microphone does not have any word of its own.
那麦克风的话是后面的讲话的人说的话。
Somebody behind the microphone is speaking.
不是 Sparks 弟兄说这个意思。
So this is the meaning of what T. Austin Sparks says.
对。当我们读圣经的时候
when we read the Bible,
我们要注意后面那个说话的人
we need to pay attention to the person who
这里有一个麦克风
here's a microphone,
这里有一本圣经
here's a Bible here,
你要知道圣经后面说话的哪一位
you need to know the person who is uttering the voice to you
弟兄姊妹当你这样想的时候
brothers and sisters, when you think about this,
至少你心里有一个警觉
you have this alertness in your heart
你跟我说话的那个人啊他是主自己啊
It is the Lord Himself who is speaking to me.
其实感谢主，弟兄姊妹，这个对我是很有帮助。
This really helped me.
所以你就不把这个书的字当作字句，不把这个圣经当作字句。
So you don't just consider them as mere words.
你甚至于不把圣经只当作一个教训。
And you don't only just consider the Bible as mere teaching.
你把圣经当作神的心意。
You consider the Bible as the desire of God.
神爱我。
And God loves me.
他要告诉我一些事情。
He wants to tell me something.
这个事情有的时候是教训。
Sometimes it is teaching.
这事情有的时候是故事。
Sometimes it's a story.
这个事情有的时候是诗歌。
Sometimes it's a song.
诗歌有的时候是 prophecy.
Sometimes it is a prophecy.
对，那是有一个人在向我说话。
There's a person speaking to me.
就圣经是个活的道。
Therefore, the Bible is a living word.
不是一个死的东西，不是死的字句。
It is not dead words.
好了，那么。弟兄姊妹，有一件事哈，就是说，你知道，当我们看这个 logos 的时候，你看圣经的时候哈，它有几个字眼，这个 logos 的范围是很大的。
So the word logos covers a very broad scope.
那有的时候我们做基督徒，我们说，哎呀，这个事情啊，我可以接受，我可以领会。那么那个事情呢？圣经里面说的另外一段事情呢？对我呢？我想这个没那么重要，所以我不想领会它，太遥远了。
So sometimes we say, okay, this part of the Bible I can comprehend and I can receive, but that part of the Bible it is too far away, I cannot understand, I cannot receive.
可是弟兄姊妹，当我们慢慢长大的时候
，However, brothers and sisters, as we grow up gradually,
那我们需要在主面前祷告主。
We need to pray before the Lord.
让我们有一个愿意的心。
that we have this desiring heart.
慢慢领受他全部的话。
Gradually we can understand all his words.
我给弟兄姐妹举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
在这个 logos 这个字哈，那有一个话呢叫做恩典的道，我们圣经里面叫做恩典的道。
So let me give you an example. There's this reference to the word of his grace.
或者是说，哎，对，或者是恩惠的道。那我们看一下这个在哪里啊？这个在《使徒行传》第十四章。
This reference is found in Acts 14.
这个是使徒保罗刚刚出来到外地去传福音的时候他所说的一句话。
This is a reference he made when he started his first trip over abroad.
对，当然是使徒行传是路加所记载的哈。
Obviously, the Acts was recorded by Luke.
那所以那时候有这么样一句话，这是使徒行传第十四章第三节。
This is Acts 14:3.
他说呀，两人在那里住了多日，依靠主放胆讲道，主借着他们的手施行了很多神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。
Acts 14:3. Therefore, they spent a long time there speaking boldly with reliance upon the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting that signs and wonders be done by their hands.
对 ，word of grace 就是说恩惠的道，恩典的道。好，那这个时候的是恩典道，他是讲什么呢？讲到神迹奇事在那里，讲到神第一次要把福音传给这些人。
So what is this reference of his grace referring to? It's referring to the signs and wonders. It is when the gospel was first being preached to them.
对，几年以后。
A few years later.
那使徒保罗跟以弗所的长老说了一些话。
The apostle Paul also spoke to the elders in the church in
Philadelphia. 在使徒行传第二十章。
Which is found in Acts 20.
他说了以后呢，我跟你们不会见面了。
He said that I will not see your face any longer.
那然后他说呀。第三十二节，二十章三十二节。
Acts 20 verse 32.
我把你们以后我跟你们不会见面了哈。
I will not see your face any longer.
他说如今我把你们交托给神和他恩惠的道。
And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace.
所以这里也是 the word of grace， 就是说恩典的道。
So there's also the same reference, the word of His grace.
所以在十四章的恩典的道，在二十章也是恩典的道。
So the same reference happens in Acts 14 and 20.
可是这两个恩典的道呢，意思不大一样。
However, the meaning under the two references are different.
许多年以前，当使徒保罗说到这个恩典的道的时候
，many years ago when the Apostle Paul mentioned the word of his grace，
他是跟着神迹奇事一起来的。
He was referring also to the signs and wonders.
那是让听见这个恩典的人的道呢，知道神爱我。
So that those people, when they heard the word of His grace, they would know that God loved them.
神在他的恩惠里面给了我们一切。
In the grace of God, He has given us all.
好了，那在二十章这个恩典的道呢
？Now turning to the word of grace, refer to Acts 20.
它的重点在哪里呢
？What is its emphasis?
你看下面这一句哈，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
The word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
所以这个恩典的道是在开始的时候是要叫我们得好处的。
So in the beginning, the word of grace is trying to give us some benefit.
就可是当我们几年我们信主之后，当我们再一次听到这样的恩典的道，二十章的恩典道，那样是叫我们能够与弟兄姊妹同被建立的。
But some years would pass when you hear the word of grace again. This is the word of grace that enables you to build you up with brothers.
第一次恩典的道好像对我为我个人。
The first reference to the grace of God is for my person.
是为我的好处。
For my personal benefit.
那第二次这个恩典的道是为了别人的好处。
But when the word of His grace is preferred the second time, it is for the benefit of others.
第一次的恩典的道是为我个人。
And so the word of grace, when it was first referred to, is for the individual.
第二次的恩典的道是为了他的教会。
The second reference to the word of his grace is for his church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
那你若是说我只愿意接受，我不愿意付出。
If you say I just want to receive, I don't want to give.
那你就把他第二次说的那恩典的道，你必须放在一边了。
Then you are casting aside the second reference to his word of grace.
你若是一直强调，就是说，主啊。你要给我恩典，让我有力量。
And if you keep emphasizing, Lord, Lord, give me grace so that I can have strength.
让我得好处。
Give me some benefit.
那你就是停在那个第一个恩典的道。
Then you are stalling in this first reference to the word of His grace.
可是如果你跟主说。
However, if you say to the Lord,
那主啊，我把我自己交给你。
Lord, I give myself.
愿意你在我的身上做事。
We desire for you to do your work in me.
我软弱的时候，你扶持我。
When I'm weak, sustain me.
我不懂的时候，你教导我。
When I don't understand, teach me.
我不愿意的时候，你就让我愿意。
When I'm not willing, make me be willing.
好让我可以成为我旁边的弟兄、旁边的姊妹的祝福。
So that I can be a blessing to the brothers and sisters around me.
好让你的生命可以我从我这个破碎的人里头出来。
So that your life can flow through from this broken person of
me. 你知道主会怎么样吗？
Do you know what the Lord will do?
主会用他一切的恩典临到你的身上。
God will pour out all His grace unto you.
让你在他面前的心愿。
So that your desire before him.
让你在他教会弟兄姊妹中间的心愿。
So that his desire before all the brothers and sisters.
能够达到。
Can be accomplished.
你上个礼拜受了气的。
Last week you were offended.
那你这个礼拜再过来，你对弟兄姊妹没气了。
And this week you are no longer angry.
对，你就可以还是在弟兄姊妹的面前用爱来服侍他们。
You can still serve the brothers and sisters in love.
这个是第二次使徒保罗所说到的恩典的道。
This is the second reference to the word of his grace.
所以弟兄姊妹
by Apostle Paul.
你若是我说我要在圣经里面拣选。
If I were to choose something from the Bible.
拣选对我有好处的话。
Choose the words that are beneficial to me.
我不愿意碰那个对我没有对我觉得痛苦的话。
I don't want to touch those words that cause pain to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这不是腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹。
That is not the brothers and sisters in the church in Philadelphia.
腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹，主说你们遵守了我的 logos。
For the church in brothers and sisters in the church in Philadelphia, he said, the Lord said, you have kept my logos.
你遵守了我一切的道。
You have kept all my words.
那还有一句话呢，叫做十字架的道。
And then there's another reference to the word of his cross.
对，这个呢是在这个呢，这句话是在林前第一章第十八节。
This is found in First Corinthians 18.
就是十字架的道，在世人是认为是愚拙。
For the word of the cross,
我想他是这么讲的哈。
Those who are perishing foolishness.
我们看一下好吧，这个是蛮重要的一点。
This is an important point. Let's turn to First Corinthians 1:18.
林前。
First Corinthians.
第一章第十八节。
Verse 18.
十字架的道在灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，十字架的道，你若是从人的观点来看的话呢，世界人啊是说愚拙，你是笨的。
So from the perspective of people in the world, it is foolishness.
有一句话说是人不自私啊，天诛地灭。
There's this Chinese saying that if you are not going after your own good,
对不对?
You will be perishing.
我一辈子做的一切的事情都是我第一。
The only one thing you do for your entire life is to be number one.
十字架道正好相反。
The word of cross is totally contrary to.
我们主耶稣在地上的时候。
When our Lord Jesus was on this
earth. 你仔细看。
Look at the
carefully. 他从来没有一次是为自己想的。
He never once considered for himself.
他从来没有一句话是为自己说的。
He never.Once uttered one word for himself.
他没有一件事情是为自己做的。
He never did one thing just for himself.
第一，他是为父神做的。
First, he did it for the Father.
第二，是他为他所爱的百姓做的。
Second, he did it for the people he loved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这就是十字架的道。
This is the word of the cross.
所以主说呀。
Therefore, the Lord says.
他说：“你们若是要跟随我。
If you want to follow me.
你必须舍己。
You must deny yourself.
对，否认自己。
Deny yourself.
那拿起你的十字架。
Take up your cross.
来跟随我。
And follow me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
十字架的道。这是十字架的道。
This is the word of the cross.
当然，我因为时间关系，我只是提这一点。十字架的道还不止这一面，我们知道。
This is not the only aspect of the word of the cross.
十字架的道。
Because of time constraint, this is what we'll take.
一面是主替我死了。
On one hand, the word of cross is the Lord dying for me.
这是为什么我可以得到救恩。
And that's why I can gain salvation.
我是该死的。
I ought to be dying.
这样犯罪的人。
I have done all these sins.
我是应该钉十字架的。
I ought to be crucified.
但是他 为我钉了十字架。
However, he was crucified for me.
一个无罪的人。
One who has no sin.
一个不知道罪的人。
One who knew no sin.
居然为我钉了十字架。
He was crucified for me.
这个是十字架第一个意思。
This is the first meaning of the cross.
十字架第二个意思就是我们刚所读的。
And the second meaning of the cross is what we just read.
你若是要跟随我。
If you want to follow me.
你要背起你自己的架。
Take up your cross.
你要舍己。
Deny yourself.
背起你自己的十字架。
Take up your cross.
来跟随我。
And follow me.
或许说。
In other words.
使徒保罗在加拉太书二章二十节说。
The Apostle Paul said it in Galatians
22. 我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
现在是基督在我里面活着。
But it is Christ who lives in me.
所以十字架的意思，一面是他为我死。
So the meaning of the cross is that on one hand he died for me.
可是一面他代表我死。
And on the other hand he represented me and he died.
他死了，我爱他，我也死了。
He died and because I love him, so I also died.
一人为众人死。
One died for all.
众人就都死了。
So all died.
所以我们今天活着的人。
Therefore, we who are alive,
不再为自己活,
we no longer live for ourselves.
乃是为那一位为我们死为我们复活的主活。
We live for the one who died and arose for us.
所以这是十字架的道。
This is the word of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你能不能说,
Can you say,
我只愿意得救,
I only desire to be saved.
我不愿意走十字架的路。
I do not want to take the path of the cross.
我若是说, 你若是说, 我只愿意得救。
If you say you only want to be saved,
我不愿意走十字架的路。
You don't want to take the way of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你人就是个弟兄。
You're only a brother.
你没有办法做门徒。
You cannot be a disciple.
你没有办法做见证人。
You cannot be a witness.
你更不能做他的仆人。
Furthermore, you cannot be his servant.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
Logos 是我们要尊重的。
We need to revere Logos.
Logos 不是我们可以选择的。
Logos is not something that we can choose.
Logos 是神全部的心意。
Logos is the whole purpose of God.
还有一句话。
And there's another word.
是使徒保罗对以弗所教会说的。
This is the word that the Apostle Paul said to the church in Ephesus.
也是在使徒行传第二十章。
It's also in Acts 20.
他说我在你们中间呢。
I among you.
那神全备的旨意，我没有一句不向你们说的。
I have not shrunk from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
全备的旨意。
Whole counsel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们中文说旨意啊，还不足以代表这句话的意思。
So the Chinese translation does not fully reflect the extent of this meaning.
它那个 counsel 的意思是神一切的想法。
The word counsel means all the thinking of God.
对，是神怎么想的。
How God thinks.
神怎么想的，神怎么愿意成就的，这个叫做他的 counsel。
God's counsel means how he thinks, how he wants to accomplish all things.
里面包括他的旨意。
It includes his will.
包括他的目的。
It includes his purpose.
包括他的做法。
It includes his ways.
包括他的想法。
It includes his thinking.
所以使徒保罗说。
Therefore, the apostle Paul said.
跟以弗所教会说。
He said to the church in Ephesus.
他说神全备的旨意，我没有向你们保留。
I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
我所知道的都告诉你。
What I know, I've told you all.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, the brothers,
这个是 Logos 的一部分。
This is part of Logos.
那有的时候我们说,
Sometimes we say,
这个神永远的旨意太遥远了。
The eternal purpose of God is so far away.
只有是他们这老人家在想的。
Only the old folks talk about eternal purpose of God.
还有这些全世界服侍主的人在想的。
Only the full-time servants think about it.
或者还有一些人他们脑筋不清楚的想的。
And all those people who are mentally ill will think about the eternal purpose of God.
不是弟兄姊妹。
However, brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗在向以弗所的教会说了这些，这个跟这个长老说，我神全备的旨意我没有向你们不说的。向他说了话以后
，However, when the apostle Paul says to the elders in the church in Ephesus that I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God，
几年以后
，A few years later，
给他们写了一封信。
He wrote to them an epistle.
这就是我们所知道的以弗所书。
This is what we know as the book of Ephesus.
我们读以弗所书的时候
，When we read Ephesians,
你怎么感觉呢
？What is your sense?
以弗所书最中心的想法就是要把神他的旨意，或者你说神永远的旨意告诉我们。
the central theme of Ephesians is to tell us the eternal purpose of God.
对，在第一章里面他就告诉我们说。
In the first chapter in Ephesians, it says.
就是到了最后啊。
At the end.
天上地下一切所有在基督里面同归于一。
Which is to sum up all things in Christ.
那意思就是说什么呢？
In other words.
意思是说耶稣基督来。
Christ Jesus.
那以后时间下去，挡不了的。耶稣基督所代表的宇宙都要是这样。
In the time following, everything that could not be accomplished by the time he comes will be accomplished.
第三章。
In chapter 3.
就说了我们刚才所提过的一句话。
There's this reference to what we mentioned earlier.
教会是做什么呢？
What is the church supposed to do?
教会是要神要借着教会让天上一切执政掌权的知道神百般的智慧。
The church is to enable rulers and authorities in the heavenly places to know the manifold wisdom of God.
这是神在基督里所定的旨意。
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是不容易懂，是不容易懂。
It is true, it is not easy to comprehend.
可是我们若是真的爱他，
However, if we truly love him,
我们真正相信他把我们救出来是有一个目的的。
We truly believe that there's a purpose behind which he saved us.
那慢慢慢慢你会了解他是一个有旨意的神。
Gradually you will understand he has his own will.
你读圣经你发觉他神耶和华神没有做一件事情是突然的。
And as you read the Bible, you will realize that there is not one thing that Jehovah God did that was in vain.
他说的每一句话做的每一件事都有他的意思。
Every word he uttered, everything he did, had contained his own desire.
问题就是我们不懂就是。
The issue is that we can't understand.
不懂没有关系。
It's okay that we don't understand.
可是我们要愿意懂。
However, we have to have the desire to know.
需要在主面前祷告。
So we have to go pray to the Lord.
所以使徒保罗曾经为以弗所的人祷告。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul has once prayed for the people in Ephesus.
他说我愿意那赐人智慧启示的灵，神啊。我也祷告我的父亲啊，不是，对不起，祷告天上的主啊，要把人赐人智慧启示的灵赏给你们。
So the Apostle Paul prayed for these people that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the true knowledge of Him.
对，让你们真正的知道他。
In the true knowledge of Him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
不要觉得神的永远的旨意太遥远。
Do not feel that the eternal purpose of God is too far away.
不要说，不要觉得这个神永远的旨意是永远以后才成就。
Do not feel that the eternal purpose of God is something that will happen long, long, long away.
你我今天愿意。
If you and I desire today.
今天，他就在他的教会中间成就这些事情。
Today he will accomplish these things in his church.
以弗所教会就是这样一个例子。
The church in Ephesus is this example.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we desire,
把自己放下
to put down ourselves,
伏在他的手上，手下
prostrate ourselves in his hands,
尊重他
we esteem him,
在乎他心里怎么感觉
we care about how his heart feels.
这些事情是可以在我们中间成就的
all these things can be accomplished in our midst.
所以弟兄姊妹，我实在盼望，就是说，尤其是我们年轻的时候。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, I truly desire that when we are young, especially when we're young,
年轻的时候，我们精神也好，体力也好，脑子也好。
We have a good body, a good mind, and good strength.
不像那些六七十岁的人老是忘记事情。
Well, not like those 60 people in their 60s and 70s who are forgetting things and always.
你现在不会忘记事情。
You won't forget things.
你现在精神又好。
And you have good, in a good mental state. You have to think about this.
往下的年代当中。
In the years ensuing,
你要花在什么上面？
What are you going to spend your time on?
对的，你以后要要找到一个事。
Yes, you have to find a job.
你甚至要结婚。
You may even have to get married.
小孩要管。
And you have to discipline your children.
你要赚钱养家。
You have to make money to sustain your household.
没有错。
This is all right.
可是啊，不要花太多时间在球上面。
Don't spend too much time on ball games.
不要花太多时间在那个computer game 上面。
Don't spend too much time on computer games.
Internet.
On
internet.
上
了 internet, 三个钟头就没有了。
When you get on internet, 3 hours would pass.
你十二点钟你说我要睡觉。
And when you say I'm going to go to bed at midnight.
我现在再上一下 internet.
But let me go to the internet first.
三点钟才睡觉。
Then you go to bed at 3 a.m.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主面前求主 给我们，让我们知道怎么安排我们的时间。
Dear brothers and sisters, before the Lord, we need to entreat the Lord to teach us how to
安排我们的精力
manage our time, manage our energy.
圣经很难，没错。
It is true, Bible, the Bible is difficult.
以弗所书不容易，也不是，也没错。
It is also true, Ephesians is difficult.
可是弟兄姊妹，有圣灵帮助。
But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is here to help you.
有弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
There are brothers and sisters praying for you.
要让那赐人智慧启示的灵在我们里面。
You have to allow the spirit of wisdom and of revelation dwell in you.
也有弟兄姊妹在为你祷告。
There are also brothers and sisters praying for you.
这事情我们需要一同做的。
This is something we have to undertake together.
当我们来读经聚会的时候，在我们一起读经的时候
，As we have our Bible study together.
我们要知道什么是最重要的。
We have to know what is the most important.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
我们来读以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
我们需要知道主在这里要向我们说什么。
We need to know what the Lord wants to say to us here.
不要在那个不重要的那个事情上啊转圈子，或者是彼此 argue， 没有意思的。
Do not spend too much time or argue with each other on the things that are not important.
来到我们自己在家里读经，来到读经聚会，求主啊，告诉我你到底要告诉我什么事情。
When you read your Bible at home, when you get together and do Bible studies, entreat the Lord. Tell him what he wants you to know.
使徒保罗曾经写这封信给那个以弗所教会。
The Apostle Paul has sent this epistle to Ephesians.
他心里的负担是什么呢？
What is his burden?
有的时候啊，你可能是说你是一个弟兄。
Maybe sometimes you say I'm just a brother.
你喜欢一个姊妹。
You like the sister.
可是呢，他给你写了一封信啊，他给你写封信啊，你就会全部都知道。
And
你不要花很多的功夫，你就全部都懂了。
And he writes her.
She writes you.
She writes a letter to you, and you just read the letter, and you will just know all things in the letter.
那若是有一个人你平常不喜欢的
，and or alternatively, if there's someone you don't like,
他写给你什么，你都没有兴趣。
Whatever she writes to you, you will not be interested in.
好了，现在我们就来到下一个问题。
Let's come to the next question.
下一个问题呢，是说我们作为一个人哈。我们怎么样能够守主的道？
How are we going to keep the word of the Lord as a person?
对，我们知道这个主的道很是对我们太重要。
We truly know that it is the word of the Lord is so important to us.
那我们做一个人呢？我们怎么样能够守主的道呢
？How can we keep the word of the Lord?
那我想我只提两点。
And there are two things.
那一点呢，就是主曾经说一句话。
The Lord has said these words.
这个是他在约翰福音第十四章二十三节和二十四节说的。
Which are the words recorded in John 14,
23
and 24. Let's turn to them.
福音十四章。耶稣回答说：人若爱我，我就必遵守我的道。我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同在。不爱我的，就不遵守我的道。
John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. If he does not keep my word, he who does not love me does not keep my words.
所以23节、24节，主说啊，你若是爱我的话，你就会遵守我的话。你若是不爱我的话，你就不会遵守我的话。
So verses 23-24 says, If you love me, you'll keep my word. If you don't love me, you won't keep my word.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是爱他和守他的话，这两件事情是主把它绑在一起了。
So this matter of loving me and keeping my word, these two things are bound together by the Lord.
对，主把它绑在一起了。
The Lord bound them two together.
你若是爱我，你一定会守我的话。
If you love me, you will surely keep my word.
你若是不爱我，你一定不会守我的话。
If you don't love me, you surely will not keep my word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我看到读到这段真正懂他的意思，我心里惊了一下。
As I finally understood the meaning of these verses, I was startled.
爱他是这么重要。
It is so important to love him.
我若是不爱他的话，我不会对他的道有兴趣的。
If I don't love him, I will not be interested in his word.
我就算对他的道有兴趣，我也不会遵守他的道。
Even if I wanted to follow his word, I would not be interested in following his word.
但是我若是爱他的话,
However, if I love him,
那我会懂得他的道,
I will understand his word.
我也会能够守他的道,
And I will also be able to keep his word.
这个是主耶稣告诉我们的。
This is what the Lord Jesus tells us.
所以呢, 弟兄姊妹啊, 若是我们觉得圣经啊, 我好像是不大喜欢读了。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, if you feel that I don't feel like reading the Bible anymore,
我好久没读了。
I haven't read the Bible in a long time.
问题出在哪里呢？
Do you know where the problem lies?
问题出在爱上面。
The problem lies in love.
我们不爱他，我们的爱心冷淡。
You don't love him. Your love has grown cold.
弟兄姊妹，举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
就是大卫和扫罗。
Take the example of Paul and David and Saul.
对。扫罗呢？是扫罗比大卫啊年纪大很多，他大三十岁。
Saul was older than David by 30 years.
他是君王。
Saul was king.
那他呢？是对以色列有贡献。
He has made contributions to Israel.
那他对耶和华神呢，也是不敢冒犯。
He dared not offend the Jehovah God.
可是他心里呢，好像爱他自己呢，比爱耶和华更多。
However, in Saul's heart, it is as if he loved himself more than he loved Jehovah.
这个从他一开始做王，那个撒母耳就看出了这件事。
From the first moment he became king, Samuel noticed this.
那他一直，然后撒母耳跟他说的，他一直没有变。
And Samuel had said all these things to him, but Saul never changed.
一直到二三十年之后。
After 20-30 years.
那有一次，知道那个。耶和华神跟借着撒母耳说你一定要把亚玛利的人除掉。
One time, Samuel told Saul, "You have to kill all the Amalekites."
对，那可是呢，他没有这样做。
However, he did not do that.
他说我把这个牛羊留下来啊。
I have kept these oxen and these rams.
因为这百姓说是要献祭给你的神。
Because the people want to sacrifice to their God.
撒母耳跟他讲。
So Samuel says,
听命胜于献祭。
It is better to heed than to sacrifice.
是顺从胜于公羊之肉。
To obey is better than the fatness of ram and oxen.
你看扫罗的历史。
Look at the history of Saul.
你没有看他，你圣经里没有记载说扫罗 seriously 在神面前祷告，没有记载。
The Bible never recorded that Saul seriously prayed before the Lord.
他对以色列建了功。
He has contributed to Israel.
对，但是他对神没有兴趣。
However, he was not interested in God.
那神跟他说的话，神借着撒母耳跟他说的话，对扫罗来讲呢，是一个麻烦。
So, the words that God spoke to Saul through Samuel was a trouble to Saul.
对，是一个 bother.
It's a bother to Saul.
对他呢，表面上他要顺服，心里面觉得。你最好别跟我说这些话。
Superficially, Saul wanted to obey, but then in his heart he said, "You better not say these words."
我知道怎么做的。
I know what I should do.
这就是扫罗的光景。
This is the condition of Saul.
大卫怎么样啊？
What about David?
我们在诗篇里面看到大卫多少次，在什么情况之下，从少年到老年，什么情况之下，他对神有一个祷告。
We see the same common prayer from David in all the Psalms.From the time when he was young to the time he was old, whatever conditions he encountered.
神怎么感觉，他怎么感觉。
However, the Lord senses, this is how David senses.
他知道神立了扫罗做王。
David knows that God has established Saul as king.
当然，借着撒母耳，神已经高他要做将来的王。
Of course, through Samuel, God has already anointed David as the future king.
但是扫罗是王。
However, Saul is still king.
扫罗追杀他了。
Saul is chasing to kill him.
那有一次呢，在那个洞里面呢，他有个机会要把扫罗杀了。
And one time David has the opportunity to kill Saul in a cave.
他旁边的人跟他说。
All these people around David said to him.
他说主啊，已经膏你了。
The Lord has already anointed you.
他说你把这个扫罗杀了的话，一切问题都解决了。
If you just kill Saul here, you've solved all your problems.
你不需要动手。
You don't need to even raise your hand.
我帮你动手就好。
I will raise my hand.
大卫说。
David said.
他说他是神的受膏者。
He is the anointed one of God.
我不能下手害他。
I cannot kill him.
可是他禁不住心里要给他一个教训。
But David couldn't suppress himself and he wanted to teach Saul a lesson.
扫罗不知道说把他那个衣服的脚就隔了一段。
So he cut off a part of Saul's robe.
他一割的时候,
As he was cutting,
圣经说,
the Bible says,
他的心就被击打,
and his heart was struck.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
大卫就是这样一个人,
this is a person of David.
他在乎神的感觉是什么?
He cared about how, what God cared about.
他在乎神所说的话。
He cared about the word of God.
所以大卫能够守神的道。
Therefore, David could keep the word of God.
等他做王之后,
After he became king,
别人没有想到的事他都想到。
The things other people have never thought about, he thought about.
耶路撒冷有将近四百年。神把耶路撒冷交在以色列人手里，以色列人没有办法拿。
For 400 years, God has given Jerusalem to his people, but Jerusalem couldn't take, the people of Israel could not take down Jerusalem.
大卫做王之后，第一件事情就把耶路撒冷拿下。
But the first thing that David did when he became king was to take down Jerusalem.
神的约柜，在那个林子里面待了六七十年。
So the Ark of the Covenant has remained in a tent for 60-70 years.
在他前面做王的人扫罗。
Saul who was king before him.
扫罗四十年做王，从来没有到约柜的面前去。
For 40 years as king, Saul never went before the covenant, Ark of the Covenant.
他做了王之后，第耶路撒冷攻下来之后，第一件事情去把那个约柜带回来。
However, after David became king, the first thing he did was to bring back the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
再没有几年
，A few years later,
他觉得他自己住的那么好的地方，神没有地方住，在他们中间没有地方住。
He felt that he lived in these nice houses, but the Lord has no place to dwell among them.
他就起意要为神建一个殿。
So he started to have this desire to build a temple for God.
神的属性。这句话呢，这个意思呢，让神知道。
And God perceived this heart desire.
耶和华说。
So Jehovah said.
我在以色列百姓那么多年中的当中。
I have dwelt among the people of Israel.
我从来没有要求过这个。
I have never asked for this.
也从来没有人跟我提起这个。
No one has ever brought this issue up.
那你现在提起了。
However, you brought up the issue.
以后，你的家，我要建立你的家。
But so therefore, I will build up your house.
最亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当然我们知道。大卫没有机会，神没有给他机会来为他建殿。
We know that God did not give David the opportunity to build up his temple.
但是大卫就是这样一个人。
However, David is such a person.
他在乎神的感觉。
He cared about how God was feeling.
他在乎神的需要。
He cared about the needs of God.
他在乎神的旨意。
He cared about the will of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们怎么能够懂得神的话呢?
How do we get to understand the word of God?
你怎么能够守神的话?
How are you able to keep the word
of God? 我们第一件事情就是要爱他。
First, you have to love him.
好，那第二件事。
Secondly,
不说别的，再说一件。这第二件事呢，我们要真正要懂得神的话，全部的话。你要有站在一个奴仆的地位。
If you want to understand the whole meaning of his word, you have to stand in the position of the bond servant.
对。罗马书十二章第一节、第二节。
Romans 12:1-2 says.
说到奉献。
It talks about consecration and sacrifice.
我们把那节看一下，好不好
？Let's turn to Romans 12.
我以神的慈悲，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
把身体献上，当作活祭。
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
A holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良。成全可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Offer your bodies a living sacrifice.
我相信大家对这段圣经很熟悉。
I know that you're all familiar with this passage.
身体献上。
Offer your bodies.
活祭。
Living sacrifice.
什么叫做活祭呢？
What does it mean to have a living sacrifice?
活祭像当初的燔祭一样。
The living sacrifice is like the burnt sacrifice.
被放在祭坛上。
It's put at the altar.
烧。
It's being burnt.
为了让神的心得到满足。
And all for the purpose to satisfy the heart of God. This is nothing to do with sin. This is not the propitiation for sin. This is not sin offering.
在那里烧，让人神的心得到满足。
It is a burnt offering so to satisfy the heart of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们用一个比较平凡的话来说。
Let's use a more ordinary parlance.
这就是做奴仆。
This is being a bond servant.
对，什么叫奴仆呢？
What is being a bond servant?
奴仆还不只是一个仆人。
A bond servant is just not merely a servant.
奴仆是没有自由的一个仆人。
A bond servant has no freedom.
一个好的奴仆是一个甘心情愿的仆人。
A good bond servant is someone who does things with their whole heart.
当身体献上不是别人逼的。
You are not being forced to offer up your bodies.
身体献上也不是为别人献上的。
You are not offering up your bodies for others.
身体献上是自己愿意献上的。
You offer up your bodies because you're willing to offer.
当我们在祭坛上的时候。
When we're at the altar,
作为燔祭被焚烧的时候，
as we're being burnt as the burnt offering,
你不会说是焚烧了一半说我要下来。
You won't be while you're being burnt said I want to get out of the altar.
你在那里一直烧。
You remain at the altar and being burnt.
弟兄姊妹，奴仆就是这样。
This is the meaning of being a bond servant.
在奴仆来看，
as a bond servant,
我的主人都是对的。
My master is always right.
我的主人都是他的想法都是对的。
All the thinkings of my master are always right.
他说的每一句话我都要听的。
Every single word my master says, I will listen.
我不但从耳朵里面听说，心里面要认同的。
Not only what I hear with my ears, my heart will be identified with these words.
我必须认同我主人的旨意。
I will be identified with the will of my master.
这里第二句，第二节有一句话很有意思。
There's a very interesting phrase in verse 2.
当我们把身体献上的时候。
After we've offered up a body,
当作活祭的时候,
as a living sacrifice,
主开始做一件事。
The Lord started to do something.
不是我们没有把自己当作活祭献上的话。
If we have not offered up our bodies as a living sacrifice,
主没有办法做下面那一件事。
The Lord could not have taken this next thing.
下面那件事是什么呢?
What is this next thing?
变化我们的心思。
Renewing of your mind.
把我们的心思变化。
Transforming by the renewing of your mind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常说我们的心意愿意被主变。为被主变化。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we say that we're willing to have our heart be changed by God.
可是弟兄姊妹，你脑子愿意，你心不愿意啊。
However, your mind is willing, but your heart is not willing.
但是那一个在上面的活祭。
But this living sacrifice.
脑子也愿意，心里也愿意。
The living sacrifice is willing in both his mind
and
his heart.
完全顺服，完全认。
He is totally obedient, totally identified with
the master. 自由已经是属于神的，在我身上的自由是属于他，不属于我。
So because freedom is totally the Lord's, therefore the freedom is controlled by the Lord, not me.
感谢主，在这样的情况之下。
Thank the Lord under these circumstances.
圣灵可以在我们里面改变我们的想法。
The Spirit can change our mind.
改变我们的想法之后发生什么事情呢？
And what happens after our mind has been changed?
他说呀，我们可以 proof， 我们可以证明神的那个善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
We may prove that what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
只有当我们心思改变的时候。
Only after our hearts have been renewed and transformed.
当我们的 priority， 就是我们的这个先后的次序改变的时候。
When our priorities have changed.
什么重要，什么不重要，改变的时候。
Once we have changed how we look at things, what are important, what are not important.
我们才能够 proof， 我们才能够查验。
Then we can prove.
什么东西啊？这三件事情哈，善良、纯全、可喜悦之一，最抓住我的心的是可喜悦。
These three things that we will need to prove, the things that really struck my heart is pleasing, acceptable.
弟兄姊妹，想想看，是谁喜悦、啊、
？Think about it. Who is well pleased?
对，可喜悦这个事情是谁喜悦、啊、
？Who is well pleased?
以前我年轻的时候，我觉得这是神喜悦。
Earlier, I thought it was.God who is being well pleased.
弟兄姊妹啊，神的旨意他当然喜悦了。
Of course, God is well pleased with His own will.
神的旨意若是神不喜悦，这不是他的旨意。
If it's not well pleased with His own will, it is not His will.
所以是谁喜悦呢
？So who is well pleased?
是你喜悦。
You are well pleased.
是我喜悦。
I am well pleased.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们变掉了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we've been transformed.
我们以前觉得神永远的旨意是遥远的。
previously we think the eternal purpose of God is so far away.
我们觉得神的旨意是空洞的。
We think that this will of God is so vague and empty.
我们觉得神的旨意呢，只有那傻子来才能够把它当真的。
Previously we thought that only stupid people would think of the will of God as something true.
现在我们变掉。
How now we're transformed.
你从心里面喜悦神的旨意。
From your heart, you're well pleased with the will of God.
你说主啊，你是对的。
And you say to the Lord, Lord, you're right.
我们聚在一起。
We gather together.
作为你的教会。
As your church.
我们必须行走在你的面前。
We have to walk before you.
我们必须做好弟兄。
We have to be good brothers.
我们必须做好的门徒。
We have to be good disciples.
我们必须做你真实的见证人。
We have to be true witnesses for you.
我们必须做你好的仆人。
We have to be good servants.
好让你的仇敌。
So that your enemy,
好让天上一切执政掌权的
all the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places,
看见我们的情形
when they see our condition,
就知道你是对的
they know they can see that you are right,
就知道你所说的话都是可行的
and they can see that all the words you utter can be accomplished,
就知道你所有的旨意都是到头来都是一定要行出来的
and then they will know that the full counsel of God can be poured out and be accomplished,
就是你所行的旨意若是我们行出来的话
Which is your will, if we can carry out your will.
感谢主，全地要充满你的荣耀。
Therefore, the whole earth will be filled with His glory.
我们可以做你见证的器皿。
We can be a vessel for His testimony.
当我们四周人看到我们的情形的时候
，When the people around us see our condition,
就羡慕你的好。
They long for your goodness.
羡慕你的良善。
They long for your goodness.
Goodness, yeah. 他们愿意来到你的面前。
They desire to come before you.
你知道大卫做王的时候。
You know that when King David was king,
好多人都是四周围的人。
There were many people around him.
好几百的人。
Hundreds of people.
他们不是以色列人。
They weren't even Israelites.
但是他们来到那个耶和华的面前。
However, they came before the presence of Jehovah.
为什么？
Why?
因为大卫在这些人面前有好的见证。
Because David had a good testimony before these people.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
我们若是愿意站在仆人的地位。
If we're willing to stand in the position of the servant,
感谢主，他要改变我们的想法。
We thank the Lord that He will be transforming our thoughts.
他要我们从以前所不觉得重要的，现在觉得重要。
Things we consider unimportant in the past, now we consider important.
以前我们不能认同的，觉得是别人的事，现在我们能认同，说是我自己的事。
Things that we could not identify with, and we think it's somebody else's job, now we identify with those things.
神的旨意不但是不空洞。而且是我心中的喜悦。
The word of God, the will of God is no longer empty and vague. It is something that is pleasing to me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
这是主对我们一个极大的救恩。
This is the great salvation that the Lord has for us.
我们若是不愿意的话。
If we don't have this desire.
我们只是站在门外。
We're just standing outside the door.
我们若是愿意的话。
If we desire.
我们跟随他
We follow him.
做弟兄姊妹中间好的弟兄
We will be those good brothers in the brothers, among the brothers and sisters.
在他的面前
And before them.
在他的面前
Before him.
在主的面前
Before the Lord.
做他好的门徒
Will be good disciples.
在世人的面前
Before the people in the world.
在我们自己的中间
And in our midst.
在我自己的家里
In my own house.
在我自己的心里
In my own heart,
在我的主的面前
and before our Lord,
我是他的好的见证人
I am his good witness,
在他的家中
and in his house,
在他的面前
and before his presence,
我是他的好的仆人
I am his good servant.
这个是腓拉铁腓教会给我们看见的例子
This is the history that the church in Philadelphia showed us.
对不起，这个关于主的名字这件事情，今天来不及了，不说了
I have no time to talk about the name of the Lord, so I won't say anything. Let's pray.
亲爱的主啊，真是当我们想起说、啊、你对我们的期望是何等的高。
Lord, we think about how high an expectation you have of us.
主啊，这不是一个梦想。
This is not an ideal dream.
这也不是一个理想。
This is also not an ideal.
这是真的。
This is true.
主啊，你不但开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你心意的美好。
Lord, not only just open our eyes to see how pleasing your will is.
你还给我们指出可行的路。
You have also pointed out a way that we can walk in.
主啊，你所要的。
And you can show us what you want.
你在我们中间你所要得到的。
and you want to show us what you want to gain in our midst.
主啊，我们愿意顺服在你的面前。
We decided to be obedient before you.
说主啊，我们愿意说这些都是真的。
We want to say to the Lord you that all these are true.
主啊，你的心意都是美好的。
Lord, all the desires of your heart are good.
我们愿意把自己顺服在你的心意的底下。
We desire to be yield to your desire.
先顺服在你的目的底下。
We also desire to submit to your purpose.
我们认同你的想法。
We can be identified with your thought.
认同你的目的。
We can be identified with your purpose.
活在你的面前。
We can live in your presence.
好让我们成为弟兄姊妹们的帮助。
So that we can become a help to our brothers and sisters.
好让我们成为弟兄姊妹和甚至于外人的祝福。
We can be a blessing to the brothers and sisters and even people outside.
主啊，一切感谢和荣耀归给你。
We give you all thanksgiving and glory to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.